From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us now for half an hour of light classical music. I'm Paul Benderow, welcome to the programme, which we'll open with a potpourri. Did you know, by the way, that the word potpourri originally designated a mixture of odds and ends of food, warmed up, then served as a main dish? Well, a musical potpourri is more than just rehashed and warmed-up material. That is, if you make a distinction between the sort of random arrangements of some musical adapter and the potpourris composers themselves create using their own melodies. This potpourri is from the pen of Maestro Oscar Strauss, based on melodies from his successful operetta, A Waltz Dream. Written in 3/4 time, it's aptly entitled Walzer Träume, Waltz Dream. Waltz Dreams by Oscar Strauss, with the Budapest Strauss Symphony Orchestra under the baton of Alfred Walter. The composer Oscar Strauss, spelled with only one S at the end, unlike the famous Johann Strauss, began his career writing more serious fare, operas, sonatas, and concert music. His teacher, no less a figure than the great composer Max Bruch, saw to it that his star pupil got a solid grounding in compositional technique. And Bruch evidently thought very highly of young Oscar, until he learned of his enthusiasm for the works of Johann Strauss. This was too much for the dogmatic Mr. Bruch, and he warned Oscar not even to dare and compose like his miserable namesake. But of course, Oscar did, and the result was a thoroughly successful career. Incidentally, even the miserable namesake, Johann Strauss, had to put up with his composition teacher, Josef Drexler, telling him, "You'll never amount to anything." The cause of all this consternation was always the same thing, that diabolical 3/4 time. Well, the next melody today is a piece by Johann Strauss. But instead of a waltz, it's a different dance, a czardasz, from his operetta Die Fledermaus. Edita Gruberova, one of the finest sopranos of our time, is accompanied by the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam and a conductor, Nikolaus Harnoncourt.
Thank you.
A Csárdás from Johann Strauss's operetta Die Fledermaus. Now, in a Strauss operetta, this Csárdás, a Hungarian dance, was quite a novelty, appearing as it did long before genuine Hungarian composers, like Emilisch Kalman, brought the authentic sounds of their homeland to Viennese operetta. In contrast, the tango rhythms by Spanish composer Isaac Albéniz, in our next selection, are definitely authentic. Albéniz had the sort of life that might best be described as adventurous, starting off as a piano-playing child prodigy, touring half of Europe and then later North and South America. At one point, he reportedly had the police after him for a few financial misdemeanors. Maybe all that adventure is reflected in the passion of his music. Here, the popular tango from his piano cycle, España. The version we'll hear is inspired by an adaptation by Fritz Kreisler, but takes it one step further in its unusual setting for violin and accordion. Hiroto Yashima, violin, and Rolfo Vargason, accordion, with Fritz Kreisler's adaptation of the tango, Opus 165, No. 2, by Spanish composer Isaac Albéniz. Well, today it seems like we're hitting quite a few in the top 20 of favourite classical melodies, as we'll skip now from Spain to Italy, and to a popular number by Gioachino Rossini. This well-loved melody is one of a group of arias and duets Rossini composed for a soirée musicale, an informal evening concert. The tune we'll hear is a Tarantella Napolitana, with a musical theme so catchy that I'll almost guarantee you'll be singing along before it's over. Here's La Danza by Gioachino Rossini. Thank you. Frank Purcell and his orchestra with Gioachino Rossini's La Danza. Our next number is also a catchy, popular version of a classical theme. But in this case, it's been not just arranged and adapted, but practically disguised. The Polish pianist Friedrich Chopin was only 20 years old when he adopted Paris as his new home, and then took the city by storm with his brilliant piano playing and stunning compositions. His early piano etude, Opus 10, are far from mere practice pieces, soaring to heights of sheer poetic loveliness. More than 100 years after Chopin's death, the third in that series of etudes went on to become a popular tune in a German film, complete with a new set of lyrics. The film score was the product of one Alois Melichar, who always insisted that he had just borrowed and not stolen Chopin's beautiful melody. But however you choose to interpret his words, the resultant song is enchanting. No wonder it was such a big hit. Here's Anneliese Rothenberger with In Mir klingt ein Lied, roughly translated as A Song Sounds Out from Within Me.
Ooh.
Alois Melichard's adaptation of a Frédéric Chopin étude sung by Anneliese Rothenberger. What Chopin was to the piano, Paganini was to the violin. And like Chopin's compositions, the music of Paganini also proved rich fodder for musical adaptations. A case in point is our final piece for today, an adaptation of a Paganini theme by the Russian composer Sergei Rachmaninoff. Listening to which, it's impossible not to be amazed at the virtuoso fireworks that must have been in the original composition for violin, as interpreted and adapted, of course, by no less a composer than the brilliant Rachmaninoff. So, to wind up today's Melody Time, the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Simon Rattle with Cécile Housset on piano, and a variation from the Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, Opus 43. I'm Paul Benderow, and along with author Barbara Anders, producer Rick Falker, and studio engineer Ingrid Schober, I'd like to thank you for listening. See you next time.